This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the monsoon session of Parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of Parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the terrorist attack in Pahalgam was deliberately conducted to undermine Jammu and Kashmir's tourism economy and sow a religious divide. Speaking at the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting at Tianjin in China last evening, Dr. Jaishankar called for an uncompromising position on the issues of terrorism, separatism and extremism. Recalling the strong condemnation of the April 22nd attack by UN Security Council, the minister emphasized the need to hold perpetrators, organizers, financiers and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable. Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan said during Operation Sindoor, Pakistan had used unarmed drones and loitering munitions which were neutralized by the Indian Armed Forces. Addressing a workshop on unmanned aerial vehicle and counter UAS indigenization in New Delhi, General Chauhan said that none of Pakistan's drones inflicted any damage to the Indian military or civil infrastructure. He said Operation Sindoor has underscored the critical importance of deploying indigenous counter unmanned aerial systems. General Chauhan said the country must invest and build to safeguard itself, and dependence on foreign technology weakens preparedness. A 24-member delegation of young political leaders from 14 political parties of Sri Lanka today called on Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi. During the meeting, Foreign Secretary emphasized their valuable role in deepening the India-Sri Lanka partnership as stakeholders in its future roadmap. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the delegation of young political leaders began their two-week-long program in India today. The Supreme Court has expressed concern about political parties using regionalism and religion to gain votes, calling it as dangerous as it is promoting communal divide in society. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and Joymala Bagchi said that such practices threaten the unity and integrity of India. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has urged parents and guardians to complete mandatory biometric update for children aged 7 and above. We have a report on this.
The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that under the current guidelines, a child below 5 years of age does not have to provide fingerprints or iris scans due to developmental reasons. It added that once the child turns 5, these biometrics must be updated and the process is free of charge if completed between the ages of 5 and 7. As per existing rules, if the mandatory biometric update is not completed even after 7 years of age, the Aadhaar number may be deactivated. UIDAI has started sending SMS messages to the mobile numbers registered in the Aadhaar of such children for completing the mandatory biometric update exercise. With Akshit's report, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Jharkhand, a fierce encounter is going on between the police and Naxalites in the Kashitan forest of Lugu Hills, located under the Jageshwar Bihar police station area of Bukharo district. Reports said that intermittent firing is ongoing from both sides. A soldier of the Cobra Battalion has been martyred in this encounter. New Delhi has called on Dhaka to reconsider its decision to demolish the ancestral property of noted filmmaker Satyajit Ray. India also offered help to preserve the iconic building. In cricket, Indian women's team is set to face England in the first ODI of the three-match series starting today at the Rose Bowl in Southampton, England. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. IST. This marks the start of India's preparations for the upcoming ODI World Cup at home later this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.